7:47 at WGCL here on a very busy Monday morning. That means we bring in Joe Smith live on the telephone. Happy Monday, Smitty.
Yeah, it is. So far, so good. Margaret, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, good.
And we got nice sunshine all week, Joe, so
yeah,
we won't have to worry about any sectional golf that's getting ready to go this morning. Maybe a little foggy. That's about it. But we had a big weekend over the weekend, obviously, as we always do. That's why we get a big show on Monday with you. And we'll kick it off with the Conference Indiana Tennis Champions of Ken Heidinger and Bloomington North.
Well, I tell you, bordering on superb, the feats of Ken Heidinger's 10th-ranked North Tennis Cougars back-to-back Conference Indiana champs after putting away Perry Meridian and Columbus North over in Terre Haute Saturday, losing only a total of 20 games but no sets. And as a matter of fact, North went through Conference Indiana this year without losing, winning every match in straight sets. If that's not superb, then I don't know what is. Mac Rogers, Paul Zube, Jace Day, Mick Thompson, Christian Gettelfinger, Scott Bodie, and Sam Orbaugh at 1 and 2 doubles respectively. Pure perfection in those 5-0 shutouts of Perry Meridian and Columbus North. And just for good measure, we'll toss in early week 5-0 wins over Center Grove and Bloomington South, making them 11-1 going into tonight's match at home against Martinsville. South finished 6th overall, and Connor Shapiro earning all conference honors, is what with 2 straight set wins at number 1 singles. Doug Ulls at Jewett Mustangs had a pretty good week. They beat the White River Valley last week, among others, 3-2, as the 1 doubles team of Noah Brooks and Tyler Bryant, 6-0, 6-1. You know, funny, the flow of games on the Friday night gridiron. South trails early 21-7 and wins with its defense. North leads 21-7 at the 7:40 mark of the second quarter and then gets outscored 46-3 and loses. Allstate linebacker senior Tommy Richardson's pick 6 with under 3.5 minutes to go sealed the Panthers' 49-35 road win at Southport, putting them at 3-0 in the conference going into Friday night's game with winless Terre Haute South. Gavin Yeske, 3 more touchdown passes, 253 yards. The Panthers played errorless, but had to dig deep and rely on its defense, who forced 4 Cardinal turnovers to move to 4-1 on the year, one of them being Alex Weddle's first career pick 6, which tied things at 21 Friday night. Scott Bless's Cougs put up 38 points at Terre Haute North when it was all said and done, its most points since the second game of the 2014 season, but couldn't stop the Terre Haute North blitzkrieg, losing by 15 after having a 2-touchdown lead in the second quarter. 3 turnovers were turned into 21 points, ruining a career night from junior wide receiver Jordan McCoy. He caught 3 touchdown passes from Ben Friel and 7 on the night for 145 yards, but the Cougs held to less than 100 yards rushing and dropping to 0-5 with Perry Meridian on the road Friday night. Edgewood dropped to 0-5, losing 45-13 at South Putnam, surrendering 531 total yards, and all of it on the ground. Quarterback Andrew Grave did rush for a career-high 141 yards and scored both touchdowns. Edgewood is at home to Indian Creek Friday night. Sectional golf front and center later today out at the Cades for North, South, and Edgewood. Top 3 teams will advance to the regional. South shot a season best 369 last week and finishing 5th in Conference Indiana, 1 spot ahead of North at Lydia Quinn's 86, South's best, the career best 88 from Bailey Duncan, and both young ladies receiving honorable mention all-conference. North's Kalina Abraham, 83. She finished T8 in Conference Indiana, winning all-conference honors there. Teammate Courtney Grimes, honorable mention after an 88. And all of those young ladies figure to be, involved in the top 10 scoreboard-wise later today out of the Cade. South and North competed in 4 head-to-heads last week. The Panthers sweeping soccer, winning volleyball, and losing tennis. Ben Yeagley, son of Indiana headman Todd and the former Panther, had a 7-goal week as Kevin Sparks' 12th-ranked Panthers went 3-0 to move to 10-1 on the year. The Panthers, by the way, sealed the Conference Indiana Tourney semifinal berth in the process as they remain knotted, with North and Terre Haute South atop the West Division. The South Braves have accounted for the Panthers' lone loss this season. Elsewhere, Carly Bennett had the gold and Taylor Thomas with 12 saves. Edgewood blank Brown County 1-0. Austin Tucker's girls a win away now from the WIC title game if they beat Cascade tonight at home. Meanwhile, Carl Zaltzman's fellows already have a date this Saturday in the WIC title game. In volleyball, South won its 14th, beating Owen Valley in three straight on the home court. And Ashley Elliott strong again with 22 assists and 12 digs. Aaron Adam had 11 kills. South learned last week late they won a three-way tiebreak, which gives them the top seed to defend its Conference Indiana title a little bit later in the week. North 1-5 at Martinsville. Jade Vasquez, 45 assists. Julia Wood had 27 digs, and the Cougars finished the weekend strong, going 3-1 at the Lafayette Jeff Invite to improve to 10-7 on the year. Zoe Merritt on the day in that tournament had 18 kills and 40 digs. And again, Jade Vasquez, 80 total assists in the four matches. Shea Barrow had 23 kills and 5 aces. In cross country, Edgewood's Austin Haskett won the Crawford County Invite title in 16-31. Kylie Meyer and also Paige Abel, both top 10 for the girls, finishing 6th and 7th for Micah Mobley. Justin Elmer, 6th-ranked North girls, finished 5th at Carmel's Flash Rock Invite. South was 11th. Larry Winter's South Fellows were 15th. And Charlie Wharton's Harriers competed in the Invitational Race Division. They wound up 2nd as Conference Indiana champion Drew Warren won again this year, this time in the time of 17:38. The North girls were led by Alexa Gebhardt's 17th place finish to Dora Galuska of South right behind her. South's best finish boys-wise, Ian Shaw, 35th overall. Well, don't forget, a new week in the zone. Dave and Glass in your phone calls from 6 until 7, and then in the red zone resurfaces tonight until the NFL pregame show hits the airwaves. We have on Monday Night Football the 1-0 Eagles against the Bears in Chicago. Chicago dropping its opener. Pregame at 7:45. Kickoff around 8:30 right here on the airwaves.
Colts didn't get it done yesterday, Joe. Denver's defense is pretty good, as we saw.
Yeah, it is.
Colts licking their wounds. They'll play two of their next three at home. The one sandwiched in between is in London against Jacksonville. We'll wrap up all that. We'll do plenty on the Colts tonight and get ready for Wake Forest. The Hoosiers off their bye week, 3:30 on the Big Ten Network coming up on Saturday. And we'll get all the IU news and notes coming back at 8:45.
That is the plan on a Monday. We'll
all right.
Be here.
Enjoy that coffee, buddy.
Oh, I'm enjoying it, as usual.
Joe Smith, 7:45 and 8:45, live on the telephone, Monday mornings. 8:46 at WGCL, checking in with Joe Smith on a very busy Monday morning, Margaret Fetty. Woof!
I told you, I went, phew.
I know. We got stuff, Smitty. We got all kinds
got
of
it,
stuff.
Got it, don't we?
And,
wow.
Sunshine we've got plenty of as well.
Yeah.
That's the good news. Did the high school knock that out of the park earlier in the morning? Indiana University, the Hoosiers. No football, Joe, this weekend, which is the only one of the season we get. So hopefully everybody enjoyed the bye week. But there was plenty of other Hoosier activities happen. Get us caught up on everything we missed from a busy weekend.
Well, the bottom line, Todd Yeagley's third-ranked soccer Hoosiers still unbeaten through the first 7 matches. First time that's happened in 5 years. But try as they may, with a 28-3 difference in shots against Northwestern Sunday, only 6 on goal, and none of those found the back of the net, unfortunately. A scoreless draw Sunday with the Cats out on the Yeagley pitch, leaving Indiana 4-0-3, headed into tomorrow night's 7:30 matchup with IUPUI. Goalie Colin Webb posted his 4th shutout of the season, recording 1 save yesterday. Hoosiers flat dominated possession Sunday, just couldn't get one home. That, by the way, was the 4th tie in the last 6 meetings with Northwestern. Amy Burberry's Hoosier women got its first Big Ten win of the season, 1-0 in overtime over at Illinois Sunday. Redshirt sophomore Michaela Brown got her 4th goal of the year in the 92nd minute. Then the Hoosiers lone shot on goal, but it counted, and it won Indiana's first of the year in the league. Freshman keeper Sarah Lomado made five saves in notching her third shutout and fourth victory. Indiana will host Minnesota Friday at 7 o'clock out at Armstrong. Plain and simple, Indiana had to beat Cleveland State in three sets to win the Hoosier Classic Saturday night. Had it gone four, Arkansas State would have won the title, but it didn't, and Indiana swept the Vikings in three at UGym as senior Megan Tallman earned MVP honors. Teammates Jasmine McDonald and Taylor Lebo named to the all-tournament team. Tallman ran the offense with 45 of the Hoosiers' 48 assists for the match, and McDonald hit nearly 88% with seven kills and no errors, and Lebo followed a career-high 22-dig effort she had earlier in the day against IUPUI with 11 more digs Saturday night to assist a kill and one ace. The Hoosiers of Sherry Dunbar-Cruzan, now 11-2, will open up Big Ten play midweek on Wednesday night at UGym at 7 o'clock against Northwestern, and then they'll travel to West Lafayette on Saturday night for a battle with Purdue, opening up the scoring in this year's 2016-17 Indiana Governor's Cup chase. Elsewhere, Lynn Loring, a senior, Kim Schmieder, and sophomore Madison Appel won the doubles title as they wrapped up Sunday play. Outdoors on a beautiful day on the varsity courts, grad student Alicia Robinson won the fourth flight singles title, while Kim fell in the third place match of the second flight. Might add that former two-time state champion, former South Panther Denise Askew, who plays for Western Michigan, took third in the third flight. On the golf links, Mike Maris Hoosiers left the Fighting Illini Invitational on Sunday with a 14th place finish and the experience of having played, well, some of the nation's elite golf programs. The team medalist was Andrew Havel. He was T19 on the leaderboard, plus six for his three rounds, and he was followed in 21st place by Brendan Doyle, who was 7 over par as the Hoosiers finished 14th there. A.J. Janney's field hockey Hoosiers trailed the Blue Hens of Delaware, 12th ranked in the country, at halftime 4-0. Came back, made it a game, but lost to Delaware 5-4. Kate Barber paced the attack with two goals, both on penalty corners. She now has 12 goals this season and counting. The Hoosiers played number 7 Maryland tough on Saturday, but lost the Big Ten opener 4-1. Indiana back into the league against Rutgers, hosting the Scarlet Knights on Friday afternoon. Out on a soggy IU course, the Indiana Intercollegiates back on Friday. Ron Helmer's men and women sweeping things. Catherine Revicour finished second in 17:52. Brenna Calder was third, and Matt Schwartzer led the Hoosier fellas with a third place finish in 25:37. Indiana finishing with 26 points there, so a nice sweep for the men and women in the meet for Ron Helmer's crew, the Indiana Intercollegiates. Well, the Hoosiers of Coach Kevin back to work at 3:30 against unbeaten Wake Forest. The Demon Deacons are 3-0 after beating Delaware on Saturday night, 38-21. Six different players scored in that one, but the Demon Deacons rolled up 481 yards against Delaware, holding the Blue Hens to just 94 yards of total offense. And this is a team that likes to run the ball, so another challenge for the Indiana defense. Wake Forest had 302 yards rushing on the ground. Hoosiers, of course, coming off the bye, the Big Ten last week, 9-2. They're 30-8 in non-conference play. New AP poll out listing a lot of Big Ten teams. Ohio State up to number 2 behind Alabama. Michigan 4th. Michigan State 8th after its win over Notre Dame. And Wisconsin is number 11. Nebraska is number 20. In the zone, 6 until 7, Dave and Glass in your phone calls. And in the red zone, debuts tonight up until our NFL Monday night game, the Eagles and the Bears from Chicago pregame, 7:45 right here on the airwaves.
Busy, busy days, Joe. I don't know. I got all kinds of stuff, but nothing. It was a weird week when IU doesn't play football. It doesn't really feel like a weekend. The Colts go out and get beat yesterday afternoon. We'll have to try to put those pieces together today in the zone, as you mentioned. Tonight, yeah. Busy night, Monday night football, Eagles and Bears in Chicago. Yeah. Reds return to the radio, taking on those playoff-bound Cubs on Tuesday and Wednesday. And you got a big program tomorrow night at Yogi's.
Yeah, we've got, Ray Lewis coming in. He was very much an asset to the goings-on in the Rio Games,
yeah.
Summer Games, the Olympics, being the assistant on the women's team. And hopefully we'll nail down Cody Miller, who brought home a couple of medals, one of them gold from Rio de Janeiro. Plus, Ken Heidinger bringing in his back-to-back two-time now Conference Indiana Champion Tennis Centers, who are just playing outstanding tennis. That's tomorrow night. We'll start a little past 6 from Yogi's.
Yeah, and girls sectional golf is already off and running this morning. They should have a hole or two in. Was that 8:30 first tee ball this morning?
Yeah, they went out today, and Megan Higgins, of course, she'll be right up there vying for medalist honor. She's had a fantastic season, and Gary Lee's crew already has won the WIC. So South's getting a little better, as is Norris. So we'll see if all three top three teams will advance to the regionals. So that'll be a battle between the three Monroe County schools for that third spot.
All right, Joseph, we'll have a busy morning to catch up on tomorrow as well. High school football on Friday, the Hoosiers back on Saturday, so we'll be rocking.
Yeah.
And another 4:25 Colts game on Sunday. The Colts, that's all they play. It's like living in Los Angeles all of a sudden.
Yeah, three in a row, isn't it? Yeah.
And then they go to London.
Yeah.
That'll be 9 o'clock in the morning, so we'll mix it. We'll figure it out. We'll get it all mixed up. Great stuff as always, my friend. Appreciate
Alrighty.
The time.
Have a great week, Joe.
All righty. See you, Margaret.
And we'll see you tomorrow night live at Yogi's.
All righty.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45 on busy Monday mornings.